Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, trade deadline day, and it is the season, BT. Lots of off-season hot stove stuff starting to heat up here. I think free agency officially begins Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's go, baby.
5 days after the World Series, so the rumors are going to be starting fast and furious with that, so we get into that a little bit as well. But with the NFL trade deadline today, to me, it is going to be telling about the Giants' belief in Joe Shane. And I do truly believe at Mara's core, he wants to find every reason or be given every reason to keep this thing intact and see this through with Shane and Dable. He gave him another year going into this season. They drafted their quarterback. I'm sure he, like everybody else, loves Jackson Dart and is excited about, you know, Neighbors and Scadaboo when they get healthy. Maybe he's going to make excuses for them. Maybe he believes in Shane a little bit more than we do, certainly, but he's looking for every reason possible. Maybe he's going to try to evaluate the final 8 games of this year. To me, that's a colossal mistake, and I think that I do get the feeling that if they were ready to move on from Dable a year ago, I think they're even more ready to move on from Dable now. And if anything, I think they're going to get it the wrong way, meaning that if you're going to keep one, Dable, to me, would be the guy to keep, not Joe Shane. And I feel like if they do split him up, they're going to end up keeping Joe Shane, which just, I'd like to see somebody give me some kind of evidence. I saw a report today. Giants looking to trade Evan Neal.
Yeah. Who wants him? Trade Evan Neal.
You're going to trade Evan Neal for what?
He was finally active.
You couldn't even upgrade the MetLife turf for Evan Neal. Like, you're not getting squat for him.
I know.
He's
saw
horrible.
That too. I'm like, trade Evan Neal.
You selected him. Like, they've got Joe Shane has just been, he's been bad. And the record speaks for itself. I don't want to go on a witch hunt for the guy. I don't even care. Personally, I don't know him. I don't care to know him. I don't care to know Dable or any of them. All I care about is when we sit down on Sunday to watch football, I want to see a winning, competent football team. And in the last 3 seasons, through the first 9 weeks of each year, the Giants' record has been 2-7. That's the kindest, easiest way to say they all suck and they all need to go. End of story.
Yeah, we don't have to yell to get that point across, even though we have over the last couple of days and over the last couple of years. Everybody's heard the rants. Everybody's heard the moans and do this and fire that guy. We are where we are. And that's the sad reality of where we are. You know, I said to you a few times, I'm very curious. I'm gonna weave Cohen into the conversation for a moment. So I find it interesting when powerful, successful people are embarrassed, okay? How do they respond? And this year, I think certainly unlike a year ago for Cohen, which it was really good a year ago, the way they finished almost in the World Series, this year he's got to be embarrassed. And I think that you will see a very different offseason approach, more cutthroat. Well, a lot of coaches were fired. And I think that's going to be very revealing how he pounces this offseason. I think to bring Mr. Mara back in the Giants' vision, I think that he has been very aware recently of how the instability of the Giants, how it's kind of begun to replicate that of the Jets, which is nothing that you want. So I do think that he is, and they are, as a group, as an ownership group, looking for reasons to keep people rather than move on. Because the coaching cycle and the volatility, it's not good for their brand. And let's face it, guys, I mean, the Jets brand is nothing anyway, and really never has been, but the Giants brand was platinum. Platinum.
Yeah, but was is the key.
Well, that's what I mean.
Dude, they've been flying planes over for years.
I know. And it's eroded to the point now where it's no longer remotely identifiable to what it was here. So while I think that they want to probably resist that, all right, let's fire this guy and start over again, at the end of the day, I don't think that they will be able to. So no matter what report we read today, I still think that it's over for both men.
Yeah, it's different this time. The Giants did the right thing. They did the kind thing. They tried to have continuity and stability and see this through until definitively they needed to know. And I'm okay with that. Like, I would have been preemptive here. I would have been aggressive as far as not waiting this year because I expected this to be the case. But even imagine how bad it is that even with them striking gold with the quarterback in the draft when they did, it's still not even close to good enough. Like, that is some, that's a play, I did not see that path developing.
I think it's even worse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you actually find the quarterback and you still can't win.
Yeah.
I figured, well, they're probably not going to find the quarterback. By the time they do, it's going to be too late anyway, even if they're given the chance to do that. Not only did they, they were given the chance to find the quarterback, they found the quarterback. He proves to be good immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like, oh, I think this kid's got something here. Like, he's good immediately. And they still are screwing these games up every which way. At least Mara or whoever's making these decisions can sit back and say, you know, I know it's not him by himself, but
sure.
Whoever's making decisions can sit back and say, I gave them every opportunity. The results are what they are. I didn't just make rash decisions and firing guys after 2 years or one bad year, or he did all that he could do. It's just time to move on for the betterment of the brand, the organization, for the betterment of the quarterback, all of it. Like, it's over for both. You can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to hear any halfway stuff. And if they, the Giants, think that there is merit to keeping Joe Shane, then to me, all hope is lost, because I can't even see a competent argument in favor of Joe Shane.
No. And I agree. Think about some of the things that, you know, plague certain teams. I mean, obviously a lack of talent is paramount, but, you know, hey, we're young. Like, we're young. We're not there yet. We're young. We're learning how to play. We're learning how to be pros. Or, man, we got a pretty talented roster, but we're just not very healthy this year. Some rough circumstances, some tough losses, right? Some bad breaks. That's the NFL. Everybody gets banged up, right? Well, the thing about the Giants, whether it was Drew Lock or DeVito or Russell Wilson the first couple of games, what would the Giants look like with competent play at the quarterback position? And really, Andrew Thomas, who's been back and been great. Because that's another excuse. Well, Andrew Thomas doesn't play. We can't function on the most basic level. Thomas is back. Thomas has been great. Quarterback's really good. Very promising. And the defense is the worst in football. And that's why you have to go to Joe Shane. Like, to me, there's nothing that can obscure the job that he has done, or maybe more specifically has not done.
Chris is calling from Hackensown, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Chris, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me. I guess I'm a little shocked that you two don't feel you could sit in the Giants front office and say that you can decipher who did a better job and why potentially Shane should stay.
Go ahead.
If I'm running the team, I'm saying to myself, listen, it's about getting talent on the field and then coaching that talent into wins. Shane's done the talent part, not to perfection, clearly. Evan Neal, awful pick. Deontay Banks, awful pick. But the man has got us. His burns, paying burns over Saquon, people are going to fight it. It's the right move. The man.
Well, how about Darius Slayton? How about signing him?
$36 million.
I'm with you on that. So I would throw that in the bag.
Jalen Hyatt,
Banks, yeah. Darius Slayton, money. Yeah.
How about Newbin?
But how about, I mean, who? Franchise quarterback, franchise edge rusher, franchise wide receiver. Douglas in the Jets, he went out because his attempt at a franchise quarterback was brutal.
So yeah, but Shane didn't even really want Jackson Dart.
Wait, now you're basing that off of, like, the draft night thing. Wasn't he saying to Daboll, like, hey, we did our research, let's do this thing? He said, let's roll the dice. I don't understand why
the reports are that Daboll was the one who really wanted Dart. Now, I'm going to give them both credit because they did it. They executed the trade. Shane executed the trade, got up, took Dart. So I think they both get credit for it. But the thought or the reports were that Daboll was the one who was really pushing for Jackson Dart.
Yeah, and I've heard those reports, and all I could do is go back to that draft night moment between the two of them, and you hear Shane saying, "Let's roll the dice. We did our research."
Who's in control? Who's in control of the roster for game day as far as like the kickers go?
I mean, I think Dayball.
GM
has nothing to do with that. I mean, Chris, you can make it. You want to make an argument for Shane. I mean, it's going to be a tough battle, but then you can't, to me, if you're going to keep Shane, you can't justify firing Dable. The talent is not enough. I'm sorry, it's just not enough defensively. So you could say that it's better than what you think it should be. It's just not enough. And Dable's been a mess as well. With what Dable has not made the team better outside of the first year. By the way, Dable the first year at least got them to the playoffs and won a game. That to me is more on him than it is Joe Shane. What exactly has Joe Shane done? You still haven't given it to me.
I just told you, franchise everything. You name a position
who's the franchise lineman he took?
It's got to translate to wins at some point, Chris. That's good after a year or two. What's that?
Carter, franchise lineman is Carter.
There's no good players. For the call
there,
Chris.
Offensive lineman.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not saying there's no good players on the team, obviously, here. See, but, I mean, there's got to be a measurement. There's got to be a scoreboard, guys. Otherwise, we could just sit here and say, I mean, every bad team in our town, we could try to offer context as to why it didn't work out. You know, hey, maybe better coaching, this draft pick would have been better. At the end of the day, do you win or do you lose? Hey, let's not overthink this here, guys. So to me, there should be, unless they won like seven trade or something crazy, which is never going to happen. But for me, right now, under no circumstance should both men be back, number one. Number two, there is no way that Dable should be back and Shane should not, and no way that the other way, like meaning it's either both out or it's really both out, okay? And see, the problem, too, is even if you want to make a case, as our last caller was trying to do, to bring back Shane, well, what coach is going to come here and work for a GM who's hanging by a thread? And when I say a coach, I mean somebody with experience, which is what they need. You can get a coordinator. You can get somebody unproven. You can elevate Kafka. But are you telling me, because my bold move is you got to trade for somebody that's actually won, that knows how to run the building and get this team out of choppy waters and into calm seas. What guy that's done that is coming to work with a lame duck GM? Who? Yeah.
Franchise everywhere. Franchise where? Quarterback, yes, I'll give you that. Where's the offensive lineman? Where's that from? Thomas is a Dave Gettleman holdover. So where is Joe Shane hit on the offensive line exactly? You're what? You're going to give him credit for Malik Nabers? Anybody could have picked Malik Nabers. Like, that doesn't take a rocket science. Same thing with Abdul Carter. We all would have taken Abdul Carter at number three. Like, Joe Shane's going to get credit for that. And by the way, it'd be nice to see Abdul Carter actually start wrecking some games for a change. I'm not trying to pick on the kid, but good God. When you have franchise everywhere and you're referencing Kayvon Thibodeau, you're referencing Abdul Carter, you're referencing Brian Burns. Burns, to me, is the only one who's come to play this year, really, consistently. And even with that, their defense is still one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So where is it adding up? It's obviously a little bit on the coach. It's a lot of it on the talent evaluator as well, and the guy that he's brought in. It's on everybody. It's why they all need to go. I don't know how you could sit there with a straight face, though, and try to make a strong case in favor of Joe Shane. You said, the caller said, quote, franchise everywhere. I'm asking franchise where? Outside of the quarterback, where? Has Abdul Carter looked like Micah Parsons? Has Kayvon Thibodeau done what he was supposed to do for a top
pick? No, we know the answer.
I'm not saying those guys are bust or they won't be good, but like, come on, dude. They're nowhere near where they were supposed to be. Burns was a great trade. I loved it at the time. Again, you're going to get Brian Burns. Yeah, that's great. You took advantage of a weak Panthers team and your buddy, whatever the hell his name is, that Shane's buddies with, and he was able to get Brian Burns in here, who's a high-level talent.
Imagine if he wasn't here.
Yeah, think about it. He's a high-level talent.
Give him 40 a week?
So Joe Shane's brilliance led the Giants to selecting Malik Nabers. Wow, what a find. Malik Nabers, Abdul Carter, and Brian Burns. Wow. Wow. I mean, that is impressive, BT.
I mean, listen, and it's they're not valueless. Nobody's saying right. That. It's not like, you know, Joe Shane can't go somewhere else and do a good job. But my thing is, there's got to be a point where you can look in the mirror and say, it doesn't work. For whatever reason, maybe it's not old Joe's fault. Maybe it's not old Dable's fault. You know, I think when you're this bad for this long, I think there's a lot of checkpoints that malfunction. And I think starting with ownership. You know, I've said that for a while. I think the Giants kind of stopped being the Giants when things went sideways with Coughlin. And, you know, you kind of chasing your tail ever since. So They are good football men. They just they have not done the job here, and it's okay to say that, guys.
Right. And if anything, again, I'll give you the year one Dable coach of the year. Took a team that didn't have any talent to the playoffs and won a playoff game. Big, big check in Dable's box.
Massive.
And then this final year, identifying Dart being the guy, going to Dart when he did, and having Dart and the offense take leaps and bounds from where they were with Russell Wilson under center. That's another check in the favor of Dable. It wouldn't be enough for me to keep them here, but at the very least, I could give you two legitimate, tangible things in 4 years that I would at least show Dable has some kind of, you know, backing to be given more runway to me than Joe Shane. What exactly has Joe Shane done?
Nothing. Right. I mean, in terms of the wins. So they've been here together now for a couple of years, and the only good year they had was when they inherited what they had, if you really think about that. So you can make more of a case that Dable, even though I would move on from both, as I've said, but like Shane's influence on the year one roster was minimal. And then obviously each year since, more, 2-7, 2-7, 2-7. The 1 year where they actually do something, it wasn't his roster. So that's more Dable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.